What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services in Cleveland, Ohio. Talking real estate on the commute, buying, selling, leasing, construction management, property management, consulting, corporate services, receiverships. And we're doing this for commercial buildings, office, retail, residential, and multifamily apartment buildings. So, Tuesday, July 31st, end of July, it's August, it's almost fall. Oh my God, time, slow down, please. Sorry, I keep griping about that, but it's true. Time is flying, maybe because we're enjoying what we are doing, maybe because we've got so much stuff we want to accomplish in the real estate game. But it's a good thing. We're enjoying ourselves, trying to make money, and trying to leave a legacy. I was talking to, I was interviewing a VA yesterday, and it was kind of interesting. My observation that, you know, interviews are kind of fake as far as everybody's putting their best foot forward. But I've hired enough people throughout my hospital administration days and through real estate that, you know, you really get to know, you really just got to get to know somebody. Their skills are going to be evident. Their performance is going to be evident, but I try to get to know the person. And a lot of times I ask them, like, what is their aspiration? What are they trying to do to get to the next level? And then also, what are their goals? Not necessarily their work goals or professional goals, but also their personal goals and what their goals and aspirations are. So I was surprised that this person kind of didn't have any. Which is fine. At least they admitted it, but you know, at the same time, you know, they're just looking to get some work, make some money, and hopefully, you know, they'll create goals later. They did have an associate's degree, but not pursuing the work that they got their degree in, and you know, so just interesting to hear people. And you know, that just tells me that, not that they wouldn't be a good, employee, but at the same time, you know, they're going to normally be the type, in my experience, that burn out or get sick of what they're doing or, don't enjoy what they're doing. And that's what I'm trying to find. It's not a prerequisite, but, somebody's enjoying what they're doing, then normally they're going to perform well and they're just going to be a happier person. I like to be around positive people and situations at all times. And, you know, so that's one of the, I guess, the successful hiring strategies that I've used is to really get to know the person and see if they would enjoy not necessarily doing the work, but working with me. So that's the biggest thing. Will they fit my personality? And, so we'll see. I mean, it's only, they're offering $8 an hour. This is a virtual assistant out of the Philippines. They're offering $8 an hour, minimum of 20 hours a week. So I don't know. I really can't afford that right now. That's 160 a week. And you know, is that going to make me $160 a week? I don't know. We'll see. We're going to try it for a couple months, and if it's not increasing my production, then we're going to stop the relationship. So I'll come back with you on the next segment, talking about some deals we're closing and some leases that we've gotten done. So we'll catch you on the next segment. What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, property management, construction management, and consulting. Sorry, it's been a little while since my last podcast. It's summertime. I've been working all year without a vacation. We took a mini vacation to Niagara Falls area, New York area, last week. So that was great to spend time with the family. I haven't been to Niagara Falls since I was a kid, and now I'm bringing my kids up there, and they loved it. We did boat ride to the falls and got all wet and went underneath the falls and all that. I didn't get to do that as a kid. So, I think my kids are a little spoiled because, I just got to go to the falls and see the falls and really not do too much when we were there. They had a cool butterfly conservatory, which I thought was cool, just to see something like that. But, the real estate up there was kind of, I didn't get a chance to see a lot of real estate, but, pretty similar to the U.S., maybe because we were in a touristy area. But, values seem kind of low, even for a touristy area. But I'm sure if I research more, there's places in the area that are probably worth more. And then we were staying in Hamilton, close to Toronto. I wanted to get up to Toronto, but we didn't have time. And so I will try to get back out there pretty soon. So, oh man, 8 closings in the last few weeks has been challenging. We had a lien situation on a couple of the houses, and then buyer was going to back out on 2 of the houses that were left to close on because they said that they had to do lead or mold remediation. So if the house wasn't so distressed in such a bad area, I think the seller was getting the most he could get out of this property. I think it dropped to $20,000, which is really low, but you can imagine. I mean, this is a street where prostitutes are walking up and down all day long. So, and then obviously with that, you have the reason why they're walking up and down. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, they're trying to get money for drugs, and so there's a lot of drug dealing in that area. So you can imagine, the house is in shambles. It was a trap house. Heroin addicts were hanging out in there, and it took us 3 months to evict them. So if you go back to some of my previous episodes, you'll hear about that. I don't know how to link to previous episodes, but I'll try to in this one. Hopefully those are transferring today. Another house in a better area, up and coming area, still kind of a bad area. That house got broken into several times, and I had to go there several times to secure the property. And there's always garbage and kids hanging out there. I just don't get it, how people can be so destructive. Like, if you're gonna use something that's not yours, take care of it. But I guess that's why they don't have nothing, because they can't take care of stuff and they don't value anything. So that should transfer. And then one last duplex, hopefully we'll transferring this week. But we're waiting on repairs to be completed from the contractor. So the buyer's bank is not going to approve the loan until all the repairs are done. So, but I'm battling with contractors because they want to get paid. We do, to their defense, our office owes them some money for another job that I've been trying to get processed. For whatever reason, it hasn't. So I can understand them trying to leverage that before they do any more work. So, with that, we have a listing appointment today with a longtime business owner. I think it's an upholstery shop that has owned the business for a couple generations. Trying to sell the business, trying to sell the building. And so this is an opportunity for us to grab a commercial listing, get our signs up, and try to sell a commercial property. So we will see how that goes today, and try to get that listing. And then I did start a virtual assistant last week. I'm just trying to get them up to speed to do my tasks that I need to get done. But again, that takes a learning curve. They started last Wednesday, so this is almost a week in. They're starting to get it, but there's still so much more to learn. And I'm trying to get them to through that learning curve so that they can work more independently. But that might take a couple weeks, maybe even a month. But I've only got a month to prove this out, to show that there is value in having a virtual assistant. So let's see. So, you know, right now they are calling and setting up appointments for showings for me. We did find out that there's a limit to how many text messages you can send to set up appointments. So we're going to limit that to 25 a day for showing appointments for rentals. And then, you know, they're just going to have to call and leave a message with people and inform them that way, because I think that there's no limit to how many calls we can make, but there is a limit to text messages, so there's reduces spamming and things like that, so I understand. So, and then we have a list of expired listings from CoStar for on the commercial side to start cold calling leads for commercial listings. So that will start hopefully today, even if I just do one call. And, you know, we will try to create a script so we can have our VA start calling those individuals. So with that, I'm going to let you go. I'm at the office. I will update you later. Catch you on the next segment. What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, segment number 3 in this episode. Thursday, August 15th, it's August, it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. Anyway, we're talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, property management, property construction management and consulting. So my VA is working out pretty good. It's kind of my fault that I'm not working with her more. She is doing the tasks that I'm giving her, but I just need to continue to onboard her, as so to speak, and get her more up to speed on other things that I'm doing, so I can basically clone myself, or at least clone the part of my job that is mostly administrative duties, so she can just take it on. But obviously, sometimes you gotta make decisions and things like that. So, but the things are getting done. I'm getting basically marketing out to individuals that need to get it. So that's entails maintaining and cleaning up your customer database and making sure that the right information gets to the right person at the right time. And I wasn't able to do that without an assistant, so hopefully I'll justify it. I need to get a listing out of it by the end of the month, because, you know, if I don't, then, you know, that's what this is all about. Trying to get more listings so that we can create more income, so we can do the things that we really want to with real estate. Not that, you know, getting listings isn't what I really want to do, but obviously we have goals. We're using everything as a stepping stone to get to the next level. And I've taken the first step. I'm working in real estate full-time, also got some side hustles going on, but mostly focusing on real estate. And the ultimate goal is to develop some properties, own a portfolio, change the community, and leave a legacy for myself and my family through real estate. So, you know, I guess that's my mission statement. That's what sets my course as far as what I'm doing in life. And, you know, I kind of say I feel pretty blessed that I'm able to do that right now. I have the support of my wife and family because, you know, to be honest, I'm not making the money that I need to be right now, not in the position to, you know, get to that next level yet, but we're working at it. So keep at it. It'll happen. You know, we just started doing a little more marketing to get listings, and guess what? We got a hit from a prospect who's selling their retail and mixed-use building in a heavily trafficked area in a community nearby, and we are going to sign a listing agreement today. One of the things I learned from the experience is that, you know, pricing a piece of real estate is really challenging, and especially commercial real estate where there's not a lot of comparable sales. So you just have to go by experience, and, you know, so I came up with a number that was probably a little too high, and you know, my learning experience from this client is that, you know, you want to try to avoid giving a number as far as a listing price, and unless you're never going to be absolutely sure, but that you're more sure of the price than what I was. But, you know, I was doing some quick research, and, you know, I took an average of price per square foot, and we can't use income to value the property because, you know, the most small business owners don't show a profit in their tax returns for whatever reason. You know, so you can only use those to prove income, not what you say it is. Most people who are buying a building based on the income know that the tax return numbers are probably under projected, but at the same time, it just adds risk if it's not authenticated in paper. So, you know, a lot of things in life, people will pay for the value, but it has to be authenticated by accepted sources. So one of those sources is a tax return, and you know, they just don't have it. Plus, they're under charging for their apartments on the second floor, and so, you know, that's going to be a challenge. So we're gonna have to break the news to the guy. I mean, I was basically $100,000 off of the price, you know, we'll see what the reaction is. I think he'll understand that, you know, people make mistakes, and you know, it wasn't, you know, we did say we would do some more homework, and, you know, hopefully he understands that, you know, we're trying to do the best for him and to try to get his building and his business sold. So we'll talk about that going on another episode. I'm going to let you go here. We'll come back at you after the appointment, see if we lost the appointment. I'm just joking about that. Hopefully we don't, but you know, it's always a possibility. You're always earning business. So with that, I'm going to leave you for the next segment. We'll see you then. What's up? Segment 4, August 19th, 2019. Almost school time for the kids. It's going to be a nice change of pace, but also a hectic change of pace because now we're chasing school activities, homework, all that good stuff. and trying to close out the buying season for real estate. So I'm Mike Mendoza with Fast Real Estate Services. We're talking real estate on the commute, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, property management, construction management, and consulting. We were working on a mixed use, smaller building, about 5,000 square feet, plus a 7-car garage, adds another probably 3,000 square feet of storage space in Cleveland Heights. We're about to get that listing signed. It's about a, I'll tell you the story. I was, we were trying to price this building, and I was using a, some comps in the area, but I just used an average. And one of the things I learned with these listing appointments is that you really don't want to give a price, a listing price, to the seller that you're going to try to get the listing from, unless you're absolutely sure. If you're not sure, do your research, and then after that, just if you've exhausted all your resources, just take your best guess, because it's really tough to price unless you've sold a lot of buildings in that area, and these areas can be different by street, by city. You know, area in the same cities may be worth more because of foot traffic, obviously. And we couldn't use the income method because the owner is a second or third generation owner of the business, and they don't report all their income. So, you know, well, that's typical for a lot of business owners. So it's tough to use the income method when business owners aren't necessarily reporting all of their income. Not to say that they're not, but let's just say that they're showing a loss on their tax returns. So using an income method, net income method, would mean that the building's worth nothing. And we know that the building's worth something. It's a physical entity that somebody could use for their business and then also rent out the apartment building or the apartment units up on the second floor. So, you know, we ended up valuing the property after some more research, talking with the broker who owns his own building in the same area, to about $356,000. So, which is about $65 to $75 a square foot, which I think is reasonable for this area. The owner was happy with that number. I think they were expecting a little bit more, but we showed them the data and they were happy with it. They're looking to retire. So they're also looking to sell the business. We're going to need information from them. Again, I don't know how well they keep their records, but they're going to have to give us a general inventory and then also a general revenue income that they're trying to, or that they're going to have to project for a new owner, so that they can base their asking price on the business on that value. So inventory, major equipment used in the business, and you know, anything that's not attached to the building that has value, we would have to put in to that in that calculation to buy the business and the inventory and all the equipment. So we will get word today. They were having their attorney look at the listing agreement over the weekend, so hopefully we'll get word about that today, and we'll be able to get our sign up on the building. I have to find somebody to install that, so we will see. We'll see what we can do with that listing. Hopefully we'll sell it before the end of the year, and that will be a nice commission. And then this week, at least one phone call per day to an expired listing, commercial listing. So we need to start getting listings. We got this listing in Cleveland Heights based off of a postcard. So, you know, we just got to try and get these listings by phone, by mail, by social media, whatever means necessary. This is our business. This is how we make a living, and we don't have a living if we don't have listings. So listings start with the phone call, the initial communication to the owner of a building so that they can have you sell their building for you. So you can't do that if you're not contacting people. If you're not doing that, then you're really not in the game. You're not doing the job. You're not running a business in commercial brokerage if you're not making calls or communicating to owners to get their listings. All right, well, we're going to end that segment there, and we're going to, so you can listen to the whole episode. So I'm glad that you stuck around with us this far. So I appreciate it. I'm humbled that you're even listening to this. Give us a call. Give us a DM on Instagram, MikeMendoza216, and phone number 440-941-3692. And let's connect. Let's do some business, and let's grow our businesses. With that, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.